administrative activities of termites cannot be overemphasized. And a lot of methods have been used to control them, and non-repellent termiticides seem to be the focus of most control measures now. Among these non-repellent termiticides, we have indosacarb and fipronil, both of which are neurotoxins, but have different modes of action. Now, concerning these two insecticides, a lot of work has been done, including work on horizontal transfer, tunneling ability, the effects of moisture, presence and absence of intact and decayed wood, and other things have been researched. But what is still not fully known is the effect that the different concentrations of these insecticides have on the tunneling and walking ability of subterranean termites. Now, to do this, the termites were exposed to insecticide treated filter paper. There were various concentrations, and if you notice, there are different concentrations of indosacarb and fipronil, and this was done to reflect different toxicities of these compounds. And they were generally exposed for 10 minutes, except for the 200 ppm, which was exposed for various exposure times, 10, 20, 40, 60. The experimental arena consisted of a transparent cylindrical container, and in which was placed soil of moisture content of 18%. This shows the termites exposed to treatment on the treated filter paper, after which they were transferred into the middle of the test arena, which was placed on an observation panel which has a mirror arrangement, so termite tunneling activity could be observed beneath it. Now, this shows the tunneling activity. At the various exposure post-exposure times, because actually observations were carried out at 1 hour intervals for the first 16 hours, and then subsequently for at 8 hour intervals. At each observation time, the hour was noted in ink, and then different colored markers were used to differentiate between the different hours. And this shows what happens in the control. The tunneling was extensive in all directions. But for the 200 ppm, there is a high reduction in the both the total length of tunnel and amount of branching. And this shows 100 ppm in indosacarb. This shows 50 ppm. Now, when you get to fipronil, as usual, this is the control. The termites exposed to 50 ppm fipronil just barely managed to make it to the bottom of the test arena. 10 ppm, they did a little bit of tunneling. 1 ppm, yeah, they tunneled quite a bit. And an interesting thing about the tunneling activity was that when termites were tunneling, they did so from an upside down position. But once they had finished tunneling, they walked upright. And another important thing was that termites that seemed to be spending too much time at the tunnel head were nudged by those immediately behind them in order to give them way to tunnel. And that also leads to one of the reasons why there was branching. Branching resulted when termites that had become moribund or dead were at the tunnel head, and then termites behind them couldn't make progress, so then that was one of the reasons for branching. Now, this shows the total tunnel length and then the mean length of tunnels in a 200 ppm treatment. The control was always significantly, the total number of the total length of tunnels was always higher in the control. Now, for the treatment, the total length of tunnel decreased with increased exposure time, but the mean length of tunnels remain approximately the same. Now this shows the tunneling ability for indosacarb and fipronil. In a control, and it shows the total tunnel length at various post-exposure times. For the control obviously was higher at all times than the treatment. Now for the various concentrations, the higher the concentration, the shorter the total tunnel length was, and at various post-exposure times, it reduced progressively. Now for fipronil, it was more drastic. It was the same thing, the controls were much higher, but the reduction in total tunnel distance was more drastic. And then this shows the total number of tunnels. The controls kept increasing the total number of tunnels until it leveled off sometime around 80 hours post-exposure. But for the various concentrations, and there was this general trend that the higher concentrations leveled off in total number of tunnels earlier than the lower concentration. When it comes to fipronil, the 10 and 50 ppm treatments, after the initial few number of tunnels that were constructed, there was no further branching. 1 ppm was almost comparable to what happened in the 100 ppm in Jessica. Now this result shows the results of indosacarb. It became clear in the experiment that there was some amount of relation between the effect of 100 ppm indosacarb and 1 ppm fipronil. So I tested this. And this graph shows the total length of tunnels. In all cases, the control was always higher. But when it came to fipronil, 1 ppm fipronil and 100 ppm indosacarb, they were comparable at all the post-exposure periods until final cessation of tunneling. And this shows the mean length of tunnels, which did not vary much at all the post-exposure times. And this led me to my second objective, which was to test the working ability of insecticide-treated R. flavipes, and this I did in an arena that consisted of a filter paper with an ink trail on it. Termites were actually placed on this, and then the distance they traveled in a minute was measured. Before the test, termites were treated for 10 minutes with 100 ppm indosacarb and then 1 ppm fipronil. And then they were introduced into the test arena, and they were allowed 15 seconds to explore and basically get used to the environment. And then when measurement started, the start point and end points were noted, and then the distance was measured using a string and then a ruler. Observations were carried out at 2-hour intervals, and this was measured. Now, the results show that the control with we are at various post-exposure times, the control was fairly constant. I mean, there were obviously no reductions in walking speed. But when it came to the indosacarb and fipronil, there were marked reductions. But again, it was clear, even in the walking experiment, that fipronil, 1 ppm fipronil and 100 ppm indosacarb had comparable effects because there were no significant differences. Now, basically it shows that the length of tunnels decline with increasing concentration and duration of exposure, and 100 ppm indosacarb and 1 ppm fipronil have similar effects on tunneling and walking ability of R. flavipes. All of this is important because the social interactions and how far termites are able to disperse in their environment after they've been treated has a direct effect on the transfer potential and how far these termiticides can go after they have been used to treat termites. And so And then a combination of this resource and a study on how long this the period between initial intoxication and when termites become immobilized, if that period of time is known for various concentrations and exposure times, if that is compared to information on how far this termite, how fast these termites move in those states, it gives a more complete picture of the transfer potential and how far these pesticides can go. I'd like to thank my advisors and DuPont and BASF for providing chemicals, and DuPont for partial support for this study. Thank you.